From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Coxsackie residents will be asked to offer comment on the town's proposed solar law at a meeting in September. The proposed law addresses the town's desire to accommodate solar energy collection systems while balancing the potential impact on property owners and their neighbors. The law would regulate the placement, design, construction, and operation of solar energy systems, making them consistent with Coxsackie's comprehensive plan and ensuring there would be no impact on the environment or the aesthetic qualities and character of the town. The town enacted a temporary solar moratorium in December and later extended the ban an additional 6 months beginning in May. The proposed law covers everything from panels on the roofs of private homes to companies that want to build large-scale solar projects. Town Supervisor Richard Hunt said, and I quote, "This is a guideline of what we'd like to see. We have to have legislation in place to address the technology," end quote. He compared the proposed law to the creation of speed limits after automobiles hit the road. He said, and I quote, "I do believe for the most part this addresses the concerns of the town," end quote. Hegate Energy LLC Development Director Gabriel Wapner declined to comment on the proposed rules, but said he will attend the September hearing. Hegate is planning to build a 50-megawatt solar farm on about 400 acres in the vicinity of Farm to Market Road. The public hearing will be held at 7 p.m. September 11th at Town Hall on Reed Street. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the New York State AFL-CIO has endorsed Antonio Delgado in his campaign to unseat Republican incumbent John Faso in the 19th Congressional District. The union did not endorse anyone in the 18th Congressional District race, pending the outcome of the Democratic primary in September. Incumbent Sean Patrick Maloney is also running for state attorney general. The union endorsed Governor Andrew Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul and incumbent U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand for re-election. The Times Union is reporting the AFL-CIO is also backing Democrats in nearly every contested seat for the state Senate. Only 15 Republican senators were endorsed April 21st by the political arm of the state federation, which has 2.5 million members. The union backed 36 Democrats, including four running for open seats. However, the AFL-CIO did not endorse a candidate in the race to replace Republican Senator Kathy Marchione between Democrat Aaron Glad and Republican Daphne Jordan. Nor did the group endorse either candidate in the race between Amador and Strong. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Endorsements in the 46th Senate district race are taking shape. Republican incumbent George Amador has received the backing of the CSEA, the State Troopers, and the Teamsters Local 294, while Democratic challenger Pat Strong is supported by 32BJ CEIU, the New York League of Conservation Voters, Capital Women, and the Bernie Sanders-aligned Our Revolution Group. Last week, Strong secured the endorsement of the Capital Region Building and Construction Trades Council. She was backed early by Citizens Action, a progressive group closely aligned with the Working Families Party. Amador is also endorsed by the PBA of New York State and Council 82. The State Teachers Union does not intend to make an endorsement in the race. Amador, a Rotterdam home builder, has represented the district for two terms. Strong, a Kingston business owner, is seeking elected office for the first time. Democrats outnumber Republicans in the district, but more than 25% of the district voters are unaffiliated. The 46th Senate District includes Montgomery and Greene counties and parts of Ulster, Albany, and Schenectady counties. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. The Daily Freeman is reporting unemployment rates in the Mid-Hudson Valley and the Catskills were more than half a percentage lower last month than during the same time in 2017, according to the State Department of Labor data released August 21st. In Greene County, the July 2018 jobless rate was 4.3%, down from 5% the previous year. In Columbia County, unemployment decreased to 3.1%, down from 4.7% in July 2017. Columbia County's jobless rate was the lowest statewide last month. According to the Labor Office, the unemployment rate in Ulster County last month was 4%, down from 4.7% a year earlier. And in Dutchess County, it was 3.8%, down from 4.4%. The highest unemployment rate reported statewide last month was 6.1% in Bronx County. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.